broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
My girlfriend is drunk. And
I just want to tell you a little bit about what it's like to not have Planned Parenthood.
52 years we've been out here, and now all of a sudden, Governor Scott Walker wants to say...
Well, a very, very heavy
This will leave a foul taste in your mouth. The
Constitution doesn't have a preamble.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. It's radio for patriots, by patriots, right-wing radio. Going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't.
No.
Truth is our bitch. And our Patriot line is 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-PHIL. The GOP in the House of Representatives defunds Planned Parenthood. And joining us this hour to discuss this is Larry Grover, 877-876-7445. Our website is philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. Head on over there and pick up our brand-new Legacy Shot Glass. It's our official shot glass. Also, a whole host of our best-of Legacy CDs are there for you. And, of course, we have our nightly video cast, access to me via email. See, we're on Facebook, but I never talk to people on Facebook. We do occasionally communicate on Twitter, but the email communication is with me strictly through our website. So if you want to write me, that's where you go. What else, man? What else? Oh, blogs, all kinds of stuff. And our archives, right, bud?
Yeah, I've got a lot.
Thousands of hours of archives at philhendryshow.com. So Larry Grover is going to join us from Conservatives of Kern County here on our Newsmaker line. And remember, our number is 877-876-7445. Larry's out at Pinnacle Peak out there. Man, are you at the steakhouse?
As a matter of fact, I am, Phil. We just got done with dinner, and I'm very grateful to be on your program this evening and talk about this.
Larry, I'm going to play some audio from Representative Gwen Moore and Representative Todd Rokita, and then we'll talk to you about this. First off, here is Gwen Moore today, the representative from Wisconsin. She spoke out against the bill to defund Planned Parenthood last night.
I just want to tell you a little bit about what it's like to not have Planned Parenthood. You have to give your kids ramen noodles at the end of the month to fill up their little bellies so that they won't cry. You have to give them mayonnaise sandwiches. They get very few fresh fruits and vegetables because they're expensive. It subjects children to low educational attainment because of the ravages of poverty. You know, one of the biggest problems that school districts have in educating some of these poor black children who are unplanned is that they're mobile. They're constantly moving because they can't pay the rent.
Representative Todd Rokita from Indiana spoke out in support of defunding Planned Parenthood.
The minority party's demagoguery and demagoguing language about some kind of war on women is nothing but laughable. Plenty of family planning services outside of Planned Parenthood exist to help families seeking direction, care, and counsel. Those ethically sound places and services deserve a portion of funds to continue their much-needed and well-respected services. But our nation's largest provider of abortions isn't one of them. No American who is against abortion should be required to help pay for it.
Okay, Larry, that was Rokita.
I was struck by Gwen Moore. I didn't know they were called ramen noodles. I always thought they were top ramen, but shows you what I know. Also, I was struck by Gwen Moore talking about black children. She used the word black children in the harshest of a very, very harsh manner in which that word emanated from her. I can't imagine any white congressman being able to say that and getting away with it.
All right. Well, let's, I mean, you know, the people are going to talk the way they talk. And that was Rokita there, and he's talking about Planned Parenthood losing money and the worthwhile federal money going to other places. But my feeling is the following. People are not going to be denied the abortion services, any kind of a prenatal service, any kind of procedure that a woman wants, she can get throughout this country in a variety of clinics and hospitals, and even get it at Planned Parenthood. It just is that the federals are not going to pay for it anymore.
Well, that, That is the point. And I agree with the federal government not continually being this large nipple with the mother's milk of bunny going to every conceivable kind of entity, and they always seems to be going to some place or something that the American people are very much divided on. But I've got to say one thing, and I never thought you'd ever hear me say something in defense of Planned Parenthood. I want to tell you and your audience, you know, Phil, and I want your audience to know that I am a dyed-in-the-wool conservative. We have been conservatives conservatives of Kern County before there was a Tea Party. We have been conservatives at Kern County before there was a Pat Buchanan, before there was a Lindsey Graham, before there was a Newt Gingrich. We've been conservatives before Ronald Reagan was president. So I don't need to trot my conservative credentials out to anyone. So that's why I want to say this, and I want to be clear. What I worry about, Phil, in defunding Planned Parenthood, which I know you're in favor of, correct?
I am in favor of defunding Planned Parenthood so that the government is not the one that keeps them alive.
Exactly. But here's the thing that I am worried about. When you tell a woman that she can't go to Planned Parenthood for this abortion service that she needs, she's going to have the excuse to go into these areas of our country. And you've heard the terms back alley and so on and so forth. I don't know if it's that bad. I don't know if, in other words, it's a back alley so much as it is an unusual place. Women will begin to opt for the unusual or the exotic solution to their problem.
What do you mean exotic?
Well, I mean unusual. I mean that they're going to be visiting places and talking to people who will perform these abortions illegally. Now, who are those people? Research and investigations, not only by the Congress, but investigation by independent law enforcement tell us that these individuals that perform these abortions illegally, many of them are immigrants from the Caribbean. They bring with them a suspect and indecipherable kind of a religion, a voodoo-influenced religion, and by that I'm not talking about some putting pins in dolls, but I am talking about a decidedly non-Christian point of view. It is an animist, African-influenced, non-Christian view. So we are sending women with the defunding of Planned Parenthood into these neighborhoods. I'm trying to figure out a solution to this. Where's the compromise?
Well, the defunding of Planned Parenthood, you're in favor of.
Yes, I am. But once we do that, and once we win that victory, if we win that victory, it's still got to get through the Senate of the United States, then how do we keep our women, our daughters, our wives from going off to these areas where these abortions are provided? See, I don't think a lot of guys look at it that way. I do. I've made it my business as a conservative to know every aspect of the abortion industry, and that's exactly what it is.
You know, I think the abortion issue is one part of this, though.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is defunding Planned Parenthood is not going to make abortion illegal. All defunding Planned Parenthood will do is make it more difficult for some women who may not be able to afford it at a private clinic or elsewhere to get abortions. Then again, it may not. There may be clinics set up eventually using private monies that will enable women, poorer women, to get abortions. I think this issue is about economics. I think it's about the government pulling back dollars that it has traditionally been sinking into these different entities and making them pay for themselves.
Yeah, well, but the effect is different. The effect is different. If you take the money away from Planned Parenthood, women who want abortions are still going to seek them out, and they're going to seek them out in some of these so-called, and let me underline that, the so-called back alley. And it's not really back alley. It is more, as I mentioned, it is exotic. It is perhaps a house at the end of a street. It could be a shed or a shack outside of a southern Hamlet. It is most likely being run by a Afro-Carib immigrant who has their hand in some sort of non-Christian and animist Afro-Carib influenced religion. And this is what I work.
So you're telling me your worry is that women who don't, not having access to abortions from Planned Parenthood, exposes women to
non-Christian influence, because the people they're going to go to for these abortions are people that are on the fringe of our society. They're these are people, Phil, that believe in pagan, if you will, type religions. They believe in the if you've studied anything about these Afro-Carib religions, they believe in the reanimation of the dead and so on and so forth. Very strange and frightening. And can you imagine your wife or your daughter not wanting to, they can't go to Planned Parenthood, they can't afford an abortion, and so they go into these areas and they won't tell you. All you know is your wife went off one day and disappeared down a mist-shrouded street, and a curtain of beads parted. A light shone for a moment, and your wife disappears into that nightmare of smoke and steam and coat hangers. And
oh, God.
That's right. That is exactly right. Yes, yes, it should sicken you, and it should frighten you.
So in other words, not having abortion available through Planned Parenthood means that women go to the back alleys, and the back alleys are these pagan, non-Christian, voodoo.
Absolutely. Ask women that have been there. Okay, you got a lot of people that talk like they think they know what it is. They don't know. They don't know. We've done studies. We've seen and we've talked to women what that back alley is where they go. It's a coat hanger. It's a coat hanger and a lot of incense and a strange and in many ways a strange and wonderful world. If you are interested in the study of those kinds of religions, but not if you're going there and you're asking someone, would you please take your sweater off that hanger because I need it for something. That, to me,
that's a horrible world that you're talking about.
Absolutely.
And it's a world that a lot of women lived in for a lot of years. You're saying they'll be relegated to that again.
They will be relegated to that again. And it's not just the coat hanger that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people that will perform the abortion. These people are from another world. I mean, literally.
All right, Larry Grover is on the line, a guy who is anti-abortion all the way. But in this instance, he is saying that Planned Parenthood actually keeps women from going to the back alley voodoo or Afro-Carib abortionist who is non-Christian, believes in some kind of magic, and otherwise influences women and young women along those paths. It's a very strange, and yeah, he's right. It's an area that hasn't been looked at. Our number, 877-876-7445. Your call's next for our guest, Larry Grover. 877-876-7445. Next hour, of course, is the News Hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. The Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Because I don't know what that means.
Going Vera Drake.
What does going Vera? We're back here with Larry Grover, our number 877-876-7445. We're going to talk a little bit more about abortions. You do not support abortion, Larry, but you would prefer it stay with Planned Parenthood. Rather than send women off into the off into these back alleys.
Well, there is an alternative, and the alternative is to provide tax credits to these private clinics so that these abortions are absolutely free, but they are performed in a Christian or a Judeo-Christian surrounding, and they are not performed while the woman is laying on a kitchen table in an area of town or of a part of the country where Christianity has long since vanished and has been given over to, if you ever saw Pumpkinhead,
Pumpkinhead was a what?
That was a movie about what I'm talking about. It was a voodoo, and this is where our women are going to go to end their pregnancies, going off to some area of hell. And, I personally would rather see abortion continue at Planned Parenthood. But, however, we do have the option. We do have this option. Tax credits for private clinics.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I got to ask you how that works, because if we're stopping the funding of Planned Parenthood, then tax credits for private clinics doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Mike in Westwood, Massachusetts, listening on WTKK. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I completely agree that there should be tax credits for private clinics, but I'd like to know where these African Kareem clinics are. I've read a lot of surveys on back alley abortions, and it's mostly out-of-practice male white doctors performing in their household, maybe unethically, but still professionally performing abortions. I have not read a lot about these African Kareem crazy voodoo abortionists, and I'd like to know where you heard.
But I am saying that you've got what we published a pamphlet called Out of the Vera Drake World. You know Vera Drake? Vera Drake was a woman that was a little washerwoman. She cleaned houses, but if she heard that someone in the house was pregnant, she brought along her little kit. And she was a strange-looking little redheaded woman with a hat and her little scarf, and she'd come in and commit murder. And I guess she thought she was doing it.
Who's this?
Vera Drake.
And this was in America? Or
it was in England. But the fact is, she thought she was doing these women a favor by coming in and performing these abortions while she also was washing the windows and vacuuming the rug, if you can believe this. Well, she was an oddball. She was way out there. There wasn't a thing Christian about. Is this what we want? We want our daughters to be looking at something
We don't want
like
our daughters in these back alley places. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we don't want our daughters here, but this is a small minority. These are crazy tales, as you refer to Vera Drake. This is an out-of-the-neighborhood tale, and there are not a lot of these places. These are the places
where
you hear of at night, but you don't see these places commonly. Commonly, back alley abortions are out-of-practice doctors.
You don't, and I don't, but we're not women, are we? No. The women see it when they go to get these abortions. They see some strange woman who is just off the boat from God knows where, Haiti, and she's brought with her a belief in spirits.
And well, the gentleman is making a point. Where are you getting
in your neighborhood or in the general vicinity?
The research that we've done is that in many parts of the country, in many of the areas, if a girl wants something, she wants to be taken care of that way, generally she's got to go to the back alley abortionist, like you were saying, Mike.
There's just as many white Christian doctors out there, out of practice, that are willing to help these women in Christian environments, maybe unethically, but still more professionally. I don't believe if your Christian wife wanted an abortion, that she would go to one of these crazy voodoo. She'd go to a white doctor or a Christian doctor.
What choice does she have? What choice does she have? She doesn't know. She needs an abortion.
Well, I don't know where she would know very many people that perform voodoo abortions over a out-of-practice Christian doctor.
What
I believe her friends would refer her to a Christian doctor.
How do you know about her friends? You don't know. You think.
I have a wife that had an abortion, and she could not afford to go to Planned Parenthood. She did not have mass health. This is when she was a child. And she went to a doctor that her family knew, and he performed the abortion in their house.
Well,
he was a hardcore devout Christian, and it was not ethical.
Wait a minute. How do you know he was a hardcore devout Christian? He might have been a guy who was fallen away from the church. And dare I say, he could have been someone who embraced the devil. You don't know. And
this,
so,
this doctor,
well, neither
okay,
do you.
You can have an opinion on his doctor, but I still believe there's just as many devout Christians out there. I don't want to get in a yelling match over radio.
But I believe there's just
as many devout Christian illegal abortions.
You want to believe it. You want to believe that, sir, but you don't know. And that's what I'm saying.
We don't know what we do. If we talk to our woman, if we find a way to communicate with our woman, we... we'll find out.
You communicated with your woman and you found out that she went to some guy that embraces the demon.
I made my point. I don't want to get the yelling match over radio.
No, but you found out that your wife went to a man that embraces the devil.
Well, no, he did not. All right, we'll be back. Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
All right, do you want to take care of that, Larry?
I don't think it's funny. Yeah. I had a big effect. Someone ordered me a shrimp cocktail, and I don't think that's funny at all.
Where are you?
And I told you I'm at a restaurant. I don't want to say that. The restaurant didn't do it. It was the people I'm sitting with.
Because we're talking about abortion.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what I want to do? I got to get up and walk around. I got to get some air now because that made me nauseous. Yeah.
You all right?
No, I'm not all right.
We're talking with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Very, very epic vote today in the Congress, in the House of Representatives. Actually, it was last night, excuse me. It was last night, it was a Thursday night, that the House of Representatives voted to defund Planned Parenthood. Now, long way to go for that to actually become a reality. They've got to get it through the Senate. The likelihood of that is, you guys have heard enough so far to recognize while the House of Representatives went Republican, the Senate is still Democrat-controlled. So while the legislation has gone through the House, it may not make it through the Senate. Nonetheless, Planned Parenthood being defunded means that it doesn't get federal dollars, so it cannot subsidize poorer women having any of these services, these natal services, including abortions. And Larry, you are, first of all, I think we need to make this very clear, you're anti-abortion.
I am very anti-abortion. I have been since my high school years when I began to really investigate, and I began to make a lot of these moral computations for myself, Phil. Roe v. Wade came about, and I saw what happened to young women who... had abortions and what they went through. So I am anti-abortion all the way. I am pro-life all the way. But more than pro-life, I tell people, I'm anti-abortion. I don't play around with it. I don't fool around, and I don't try to semantically round off the rough edges of this. I tell them I'm anti-abortion. I am pro-life, but anti-abortion. Now, you know, to say what I'm saying on your program tonight while being anti-abortion is difficult for me. It's very difficult for me. But I'm looking at the long-range repercussions. What point or what do we gain if we eliminate abortion, we eliminate subsidized legal abortion and subsidized abortion through Planned Parenthood, but we turn a generation of women into godless and soulless individuals? What do we gain, I ask you? And the answer to that question is we gain the Holocaust. You know, as Marcel Proust said, after me the deluge. And to quote the Bible, what does a man gain if he wins the world and loses his soul? That's what's happening.
All right, Larry, you're talking, and our number 877-876-7445, you're talking about women going to these voodoo doctors, these parlors, these back alley abortionists, so on and so forth. Our number 877-876-PHIL, and the Vera Drake effect, you said, and the
Vera Drake effect, and all of this. The solution is what I want to talk about now, if I could.
But I want to get everybody up to speed. Vera Drake is a British woman.
A British woman who in the early 1950s went door to door with a bag of abortion implements, and if there was someone in the house that needed an abortion, she performed it while she was also cleaning the house. So, you know, this is a nightmare that I don't even want to, you know, I wake up in a sweat thinking about Vera Drake with her little red hair and her, I don't even want to, you know, if I saw her, if I saw Vera Drake, and I, you know, the woman's long dead, if I saw her, I would want to take a shovel, and I'd want to almost decapitate her. That's how scary the image of that woman is. So you have that non-Christian image. You have the non-Christian back alley butcher white man who's turned away from God. The Colonel Kurtz, if you will, the heart of darkness abortion doctor who has been turned into an animal by the very implements of the abortion trade. And then you have, and I don't want to hit this too hard, but you have these voodoo-influenced Afro-Carib women, and that doesn't even, we haven't even touched on the Koreans yet.
You've got a laundry list.
Yes, we do have a laundry list.
What is your solution to this? Because we have to...
Well, my solution...
Hold on. We've got to come up... We've got to give... If you're telling me that defunding Planned Parenthood sends a generation of women back to the back alley abortionist, the voodoo doctor, the Colonel Kurtz, who has been swallowed up by the heart... I mean, you're using a lot of terminology here, man, that is apocalyptic.
Well, it is apocalyptic. There's no point in getting rid of abortion if it turns the women of, if it turns our women, our wives, our and our daughters, if it turns them into soulless things. There's no point in it. What we have proposed and what I have asked of the Congress is that we bus women who are in need of an abortion, we bus them into Christian areas, Judeo-Christian areas. And they are bussed into approved Judeo-Christian areas with clergy, and it is there that if they want to make their godless decision to abort their child, at least they do it surrounded by God's own people, and not surrounded by a soulless Asiatic.
You know, you're getting a little on the racial edge here, man.
No, I'm not getting racial. No.
Yes, you are. A soulless Asiatic.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean, and you don't have to continue to characterize people racially, you know.
Well, that's where many of these soulless abortionists...
No, I don't want you to continue talking this way, if you don't mind, unless that's what you think. Unless you think the Asiatic is soulless.
No, I did not say that.
Yeah, well, okay, what do you mean?
What I mean is, if your wife or your daughter is going to get an abortion, most likely it will be from a soulless Asiatic. That's all I'm saying.
That doesn't sound any better.
Oh, really? Well, boy. Well, what are you doing? Are you auditioning me for an episode of what? Sons of Anarchy? What?
No.
Well, what do you mean that doesn't sound any better? What do you want me to do? Make an adjustment?
No, I'm saying to you, if you will, Larry, I'm saying that you're characterizing them as soulless Asiatics, Afro-Carib voodoo, the white man who's the Heart of Darkness doctor. What is that?
You never read Heart of Darkness.
Yes, I did. So you're saying that these are doctors who lost all of their whiteness by giving abortions out, and they lost their Christian souls.
I've said enough. I want your audience to consider this, your conservative audience, and they're hearing this from a man who is a longstanding conservative, that I believe in the pro-life message with every fiber of my being, but I'll give it up like that if it means that keeping our daughters, our wives, our women, keeping them away from these godless areas of town where they give these back alley abortions and keeping them in the Judeo-Christian sections. Now, as I said, they can be bussed in. They can be bussed in with rabbis or clergy. What?
I'm trying to figure out what it looks like when you bus a bunch of women and then sitting in the front seat there is a rabbi And
okay. So who's being racist now?
It's not racist.
Well, you're laughing about the rabbi is what you're doing.
And no, I'm not. I'm just saying it's a bizarre idea that we have to collect the women, and these are all women that want to be able to afford an abortion, but they can't get one at Planned Parenthood because the funding has been denied.
It's been defunded, yeah.
So in the meantime, we have these abortion clinics that are getting tax credits from the federal government.
That is correct.
Our number is 877-876-7445.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, and I think it's offensive to me. I've come on this program, and I want to talk about a way that our women can remain. We're trying to save our country. We're trying to save our country, and I want to talk about a way that our women can remain God-loving and God-fearing even after Planned Parenthood is defunded.
And as an anti-abortion guy, how does that work that they're still getting abortions?
What we've done is we've taken the federal government out of the abortion business. And we've also taken our women away from the godless, well, you don't want me to say.
No, I don't. 877-876-7445 is our number tonight. 877-876-7445. We're talking here with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Getting rid of funding for Planned Parenthood means that women may be going back to godless and soulless back alley abortionists. How do we keep them from doing that? Bust them into Christian areas of town with a rabbi or a preacher riding with them, and they have an abortion from a Christian clinic. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And final segment with Larry Grover. Next hour, we have Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard in our news hour on this Friday night radio for Patriots by Patriots. I don't think that any of us disagree, Larry, with defunding Planned Parenthood. The money has got to stop going to these agencies.
I'm going to call it what it is. It's a social justice outfit. It's got nothing to do with anything other than Planned Parenthood could get their funding from a lot of places. But
that may be, and I don't want to get off on a tangent here, but I think when you say you would rather the federal funding go back to Planned Parenthood than see women and girls go to back alley abortionists, you paint a picture that almost sounds fantastical. Here is Michael in San Francisco listening on KNEW. Go ahead, Michael, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I'm a Christian.
Hi.
And, I just feel like defunding, not using tax dollars is the first step. Because abortion is wrong and Roe v. Wade opened the door for it, it needs to be resisted every step of the way. I disagree with Larry's argument that the idea is to keep funding them, to keep it clean and safe, and the sphere. I work in the inner city, and I know that abortions target African American communities. It's near our African American community. They put them up by schools, and so since it's a Holocaust, I think it just needs to be resisted every step of the way. That's my comment.
I think that's a very compelling point that the young man is making, but we can't deny, Michael, what the door that has been opened by this, because I would love to be able to say to you that these women are going to then somehow find the money, but you know that they won't. They'll wander into some area of town where you're going to have, I don't know what, some anonymous doctor, godless, and if you know about this.
Well, we had a guy just talking not too long ago saying that a lot of these abortion doctors are legitimate doctors who are doing it on the side.
I wish that were the case. God, how I wish that were the case. It's not the case. These abortionists come from societies where there's human sacrifice. There's cannibalism. I mean, I am. We have to understand that while I join Michael in my resistance to abortion, why do I want to give my wife or my daughter over to a godless, soulless world of this kind of the flesh eaters and you know?
Well, what do you think is going to happen, man, if they go to one of these clinics?
It's not even a clinic, Phil.
All right, these back alley abortionists.
Again, I would say to Michael, consider, do you want to give our women over to soullessness?
I think you're, I feel like, again, that you're, I feel like it's kind of hyping the minority of the problem. I think that the problem is in the hearts of the people of our nation.
Yeah.
And I think that there's the idea that we would have the clergy there and do it in a clean, sterile environment is just going to the other side. I feel like that's just, you're hyping the minority issue. I think that we need to just keep, get a culture of life and keep resisting and defunding as a beginning step. I don't believe this danger, like, oh, and these back, that's the argument from the other side. Oh, the back door, it's going to be so awful and all of this stuff. It's going to be so bad, and we need to make it clean and sterile. But you can't call murder clean and sterile. It's not good.
Well, but here's the thing I want you to consider. You say it's a minority. I don't know. If they don't have the funding, now these women, how many women go there? Well, according to the statistics, Planned Parenthood received, they give the majority of low-income abortions. All right, now those women go where? Well, they can't go to a clinic unless we provide the tax credits. They go off, they wander off into some godless Hong Kong. And
will you please not care? Everything is Hong Kong with you. And
Phil, I'm trying to... Did you see... I want to ask the gentleman. Did you see Blade Runner, sir? The movie Blade Runner, Michael?
Oh, okay. Even with Planned Parenthood
in Blade Runner, that's the abortion world I'm talking about, Blade Runner. A bunch of Spanglish, Hong Kong English, people eating noodles on the street while your wife's inside having her soul removed?
There's cases in the media right now, though, in our country, even with, I mean, there's places under investigation right now because it's a dark,
exactly.
It's committing darkness. So there's horrible things like cats were walking through this one clinic eating, you know, there was baby parts in the refrigerator. They're investigating right now. I just heard this in the media.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, so Larry, even with Planned Parenthood getting funding.
Well, yeah, but now it is that minority that Michael was talking about. Take away the funding from Planned Parenthood, and you're going to see women getting abortions in pet hospitals. And I don't know. I don't know. You guys have a good point.
But that's on them. That's their choice. That's a choice. But murder is the wrong choice.
I don't know what you mean by sitting on the street eating noodles while your wife's inside having her soul removed.
Okay, you want to laugh? Go ahead and laugh. I don't think it's funny.
I don't think it's funny either. I don't know what world you're talking about. And I tend to agree with Michael that you may be painting a picture, however gruesome, of something that is not quite the norm once this happens. Michael, thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it. Our number, 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk here with Larry Grover. So what is the solution? And Larry, you're saying that we need to...
Well, what we have to do is we've got to get on the phone to whatever bus company, you know, Ray Nagin knows, because apparently the buses ain't Ray Nagin's strong suit, so we'll take them if he doesn't want them.
And what are you talking about, Ray Nagin?
The guy, who's the guy that didn't use the buses during Katrina?
Will you get serious for a second here?
I'm talking about we need to get buses. The sooner the better. Get by and start busing women into areas of the city where we've got a fighting chance against whatever demons are called up by these coat hanger experts. I don't know whether they perform these abortions themselves or they call upon the black souls of oh, man. I can well imagine, like, they call upon the soul of some guy they knifed in a card fight, in a card game. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
You know what, Larry? Thank you very much.
Oh, so you're hanging up on me. Why? Because I'm a conservative?
No, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Calling up the black soul of someone they knifed in a card game. Oh, man. Man, that...
you know, whatever that man knows, I'd like him to print it up. I'd like to read up on it, and then I want to forget it, you know.
He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything. He's imagining things, man. I mean, this is what's the 90% of the problem we have in this country are people imagining things. Oh, this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. If we don't do this, then this is going to happen. You know.
Yeah, but what about the whole thing about what he said?
What are you crying or something?
What are you crying about? About calling up the black and soul of because when we were in New Orleans, well, I forget when it was, but they said, you want black and fish? And they said, yeah.
Black and fish?
Yeah.
That ain't the same thing as the black soul.
No, he said blackened.
No, bud, no. You don't blacken someone's soul the way you do fish.
Jeez. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be coming back here next hour. May God have mercy on my soul. I'm coming back with Bud and Robert for our news hour. The Wisconsin protests continue, and we'll talk about those in the news hour. Here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And our website is philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. So if you don't have a backstage pass, you haven't seen us performing our show this evening. It's always interesting, a lot of fun. So grab a backstage pass. Get on over to philhenryshow.com and get, join the family. Join the family. 877-876-7445, The Phil Henry Show.
You'll know. Someday you'll know.
Phil Henry.